We're up to Parak Mem Gimel Pasik Chaf Beis. V'loy oisi karosa Yaakov. Kadosh Baruch Hu here turns and criticizes Klal Yisrael. Yeshaya is speaking in the name of Kadosh Baruch Hu. The previous Pesukim, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us great encouragement. What's going to be at the time of Yitziah of Mashiach? All of the wonderful things that are going to happen, and we're no longer going to refer to the miracles. And I left out a very important message yesterday, where the Pesukim mentioned that Hashem will do Chadasha, Hashem will create for us Hinini Oseh Chadasha, Ata Titzmach. Hashem is going to make times of Mashiach new miracles. And in fact, we learned the other Pesukim which mentioned that when Mosam Mashiach is Machlos in the Gemara, if we will even mention the miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the miracles of Yimos HaMashiach Kibbutz Golis will be so enormous and so great. One opinion, the Gemara tells us that we will no longer mention Zecher Li Yitzias Mitzrayim. It will be bottle. The other opinion says no. Chas V'Shalom, we have many psukim which tells us that we're never allowed to forget Yitzias Mitzrayim. However, it will be a tofel. The ikar in our tefillos, in our Moadim will be to remember the miracles of Kibbutz Golios. That will be the Iker. And we'll also mention in passing, Hashem also took us out of Mitzrayim, mentioned those miracles. Now here in this Pasuk, the Pasuk Hashem turns and says, even though I've been so good to you in the past, and even though I will be good to you in the future, unfortunately you do not see the light, and you do not do, the Bnei Yisrael are not doing the Torah mitzvahs the way that they should. V'lo osi korosa Yaakov, you have not called out to me. You have not been mispalel to me, you have not studied my Torah, you have not observed the mitzvahs, ki yogati bi Yisrael, you have wearied me, you have troubled me, you have, kaviyocha, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm tired from you. You have sinned to such a great degree, it's difficult for me to continue to bear the burden of your sins. Yogata means tired. You have made me tired. And now the psukim are going to go on and describe the various sins and avodah zarah. But before we go there, there's a very beautiful medrash. I want to read you the entire medrash word for word. That the medrash picks up on the words v'lo osi korosa Yaakov. These four words. So let me read you the medrash. Mashal, the melech shohayeloi oyev ani. Melech, a king, had a friend, a very good friend, and the friend was a very poor man. V'asa also ani mishta. That poor man, one day he made a party. He put together a few dollars and made a party for his family. V'kar labanav, and he called his children. And they had a party. They were celebrating in the home of this poor man. The family got together. The king found out that this poor man, who is his best friend, is making a party. And he was insulted. How come I, the king, was not invited to the party? So the king arrived unannounced. He came by himself. Holach ha-melech mi'atzmo. He came. V'omad lo b'em sabayis. V'omad lo ani. He comes in unannounced to the party. And he says to the poor man, L'chol b'nech ha-karasa, v'liloi karasa, how come you didn't invite me? You're making a simcha, you're making a wedding, you're chasna, you're making a bar mitzvah. You didn't invite me, I'm your best friend. Eini oy hevcha, am I not your friend? So the poor man says to the king, Amaloi, b'vakosha b'mcha ani, ani ani, v'loi osisi l'fi kvoidcha. I'm a poor man, you know that. It's not l'fi kvoida to invite you to come. It's not l'fi kvoida, the malchus, to invite the melech is a disgrace for me to invite you to such a type of party that I couldn't do it. I was embarrassed. For you see, mispayish likros oscha, I was embarrassed to call you. Amaloy ha-melech, the king said to his friend, the poor man, chayach, I swear to you, lo tispayish, don't be embarrassed, choviv li ha-mishdeh shalucho yois mimash ha-mesakne li bepolden shali. Your parties, your celebrations are more precious to me with all the plastic plates, the plastic cups is more chashuv to me than the state dinner I have every night with all of the kings of the world. That's what the king said, because you're my friend. You, I know, you're the real thing. All of these things I have with all the celebrities and other officials, it's meaningless. That's the mashal. So here comes, that's the mashal. Now comes the medrash, koch. the Nimshol, B'shah Shabu Yaakov Avinu B'lipad Me'olam, and Yaakov Avinu, when he came time for him to depart, Yaakov Avinu was ill, he was about to die, he called together in Parshas Vayechi all of his children and said, He'asu V'agidu L'chem Esa Shayikra Be'acharis Hayonim. Let me tell you what's going to happen. Kara Levanov, he called his children, V'amalim, he told them, Tzavasa Yuberchan, he told them what his last will was, his wishes, and he gave them blessings, as we learned in Parashas Vayechi. V'hishra Oysan M'chal Aretz, and he told them what to do. Miyad, immediately the Shechina appeared, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared. Miyad, Nigla, Allah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'amalim, Yaakov, Li, Einato Koire, and that's the words of this pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Yaakov Avinu at the time when he's about to die, and he says to him, Yaakov, you invited all of your children here at this moment in time to speak with them. V'loy oisi korosa Yaakov. Why didn't you invite me? Why didn't you call HaKadosh Baruch Hu also to come and be part of this assembly where you leave your children and you give over your last will and testament? Amar lefanav, so Yaakov says to Hashem, Ribono shel Olam, b'spayish hayisi lik roischa. I'm embarrassed to call you. I should call you Shani Oni. What am I? Yaakov Avinu says, I'm an Oni, I'm a poor man. I am an Oni b'toro mitzvos. Even Yaakov Avinu's image is etched on the Kisei HaKavod. Yaakov Avinu is no Oni, but Yaakov Avinu in his humility said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, what am I? K'nei de Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ein ato yodeh she'im yikra oisi Oni. Don't you know she'im yikra oisi Oni lo ani shemeya? So Hashem says to Yaakov, okay, it's true, you may be an Oni, but anyway I would have come, because whatever you do, all of your activities in my eyes are precious. As here we pick up on a pasuk in Tehillim, Ze Oni Kara V'Hashem Shomea. When the Oni calls out, Hashem listens. And this Medrash interprets this, it's like a whole series of psukim where it has the word Oni. And this Medrash interprets the pasuk in reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov, if you would have invited me to this assembly, to this gathering, where you instruct your children, the Shechinah should rest among them, and I would assist in carrying out your will, I would have come. Ze Oni Kara V'Hashem Shomea. You should have called me. Amalo. Yaakov says, Mispayish Ayisi. I was embarrassed. I'm embarrassed to go and call you. Amalo chas v'chalilo luchamibusha shnemar loy ato yevosh Yaakov. A pasuk in Yeshayah, we learned this not so long ago, Perikav Tes, that Yaakov will not be embarrassed. Kevon shiro oisam bonav. Once the children saw this, so then they began to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the part of the drasha, these three psukim, this conversation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yaakov Avinu, and it all starts with this criticism that Hashem has against Yaakov with the words of the Al-Pasek, V'lo osi karasa Yaakov. Yaakov, why didn't you call me to come together with you and your children when you left this world? And Yaakov responds and says, I don't want to bother HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who am I to call out? Hashem says, no, ze oni korav Hashem shomea, and don't be embarrassed because of the pasuk of loy ato yevosh Yaakov. Okay, now we go to the next pasuk. Pasuk of gimel lo heveso lisei oilasech. Hashem here criticizes Bnei Yisrael, and he says that Bnei Yisrael did not offer sacrifices to Hashem during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, as they should have. They should have offered more sacrifices, and of course Hashem does not, we know from the beginning of Sefer Yeshayah, Hashem does not want sacrifice, Hashem wants a broken heart. It means that Bnei Yisrael should have come closer to Hashem. Lo heveso lisei oilasecha, you did not bring to me the sheep of your burnt offerings. You did not honor me. Hashem here criticizes Bnei Yisrael. You did not honor me with your sacrifices. Now here Hashem says, you should have done this, because I did not overburden you. I did not put upon you an obligation to bring large gift offerings, large menachos. What is a menacha? A menacha, what do you put on the mizbeach? A kemitza. A person brings a mincha, he brings a measure of flour with different measurements for different types of karbanos, and how much of the flour is offered on the mizbeach? A fistful. What's a fistful? You bend the three middle fingers, you dip your hand into the into the utensil, and you close the three middle fingers, and the amount of flour that's collected within three middle fingers is what is offered on the Mizbeach. That's all Hashem wants from a person. A teeny amount. And even that, you were not willing to bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Loi hevadeticha b'mincha. I did not burden you. I did not make you work hard. Avodah did not make you work hard to bring for me large gift. All I asked is a teeny amount of flour. V'loi hoigaticha b'levona. I did not wear you out in offering levona, frankincense. Ketores. Ketores offer twice a day. How much ketores do we offer? Pras b'shachris ufras bein harbaim. A half of a moneh. A measure, whatever the measure is. Whatever the measure is. I don't even want the full measure. All I want you to bring for me is half of that. A teeny amount. A small amount. I didn't ask this large offerings of frankincense. Just a small amount of meaning that you're not willing to do. V'lo yichoygaticha b'levona. I did not wear out asking you to offer me large amounts of levona. Chav talud. Lo yikonisa li v'chesef kone. Kone is one of the ingredients of the frankincense. Of the ketores. Kone. And kone, it's not expensive. Rashi tells that in Eretz Yisrael it grew freely. Wherever you go, you just go. It was like a weed. Wherever you look, you can find this ingredient, which is necessary for the ketores. You didn't have to buy it. It was available for free. Just go to the backyard and take it. You did not satiate me with the fat of your sacrifices. You did not do what you are supposed to do. I did not overburden you. The number of offerings and sacrifices and minochos and ketores was minimal, and you did not do your part. But instead, what did you do? You sinned. You did terrible averos of the zor gilerai shvichastamim. And however, hevadetani bechatoisecha, you have burdened me. You have made me work hard to carry your sins. Hoigatani ba'avonosecho, two different words, a chet and an avon. Chet simply means an inadvertent sin, and an avon is a sin that's done with will. And here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes hevadatani, loshon avoda, to work, and hoigatani, to be weary, to be tired, a different expression where Hashem complains that you went and you committed terrible sins, and I had to deal with these sins. Pasuk Chaf Hey, Hashem says, yet, even though you have not done your part, I still will have compassion upon you. Anochi, Anochi, hu mochef v'shoach. It is I that will forgive your sins. Okay, this is a complete rejection to Christianity. I don't know the details, but there's something among the Goyim, among different religions, where the priest, they have the power to atone for your sins.
Confession
booths. And talk about the soon is coming Tisha B'Av, the Crusades. What was the Crusades all about? The whole thing was lies and greed. But the Pope Urban says if you'll go on the Crusades, all of your sins will be forgiven.
Michael,
these were Rishayim, these knights, and these were barbarians. They live violent, cruel lives. And he used that as a way, do what I want to do, and you know you're going to go to Gehenna. All of you Rishayim, you murderers, and you good-for-nothings. I'm offering you salvation. If you'll go, and you'll go to Eretz Yisrael, you'll go to the Holy Land, Jerusalem, you'll free the Holy Sepulchre from the infidels, you will be granted Gan Eden. Who is he to promise? To promise salvation, forgiveness, a human being. Shtusim v'havolim. Hashem here rejects, and this is not only true with regard to Christianity, this is true with regard to other religions. I'm not a bucky in all of these in Yana, but that's what it says in the books.
Hashem's the whole idea of a martyrdom, the suicide bombers, then promised Gan Eden.
Who are they to promise the Narishkeit? Hashem says there's no such thing. When it comes to atonement for sin, this is a very important pasuk that completely, utterly rejects all of these crazy ideas. Anochi, Anochi hu mochef v'shoach. It is only I. Hashem repeats this twice. I. Just like this parallels, just like we had a few psukim before in Pasuk Yud Aleph. Anochi, Anochi Hashem v'ein mi bal odai Moshiach. There's no other gods. There's no Yeshu. Don't go think any other human being has a power of God. There's no such thing. The only one that controls the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the only one that can provide atonement for sins is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, none other. Anochi anochi mochef eshrech, I will forgive your sins, lamani, for my sake. V'chatesecha lo yaskar, I will no longer remember your sins. Let us see the Rashi. Rashi di ramas pasachaf aluf, anochi anochi anihu shemichise me'oz. Rashi here learns a little bit of a Jewish. Why does it say it twice? Anochi anochi. Besides that, I just told you from what it says, just a very simple translation to reject all other religions. Rashi says the repetition is in the past. Just like in the past, I have been kind and I have forgiven you for your sins, I will forgive you in the future. Anihu shemichise me'oz, v'ani moichai sam gamat, not in the future, but it means just like in the past, previous generations, I have forgiven you, so I will forgive you in this generation for the sins that you have committed, but don't rely upon this, of course, for the future. Don't think you can sin, and I'll forgive you in the future. We know that Chazal tells anyone that says, I'm going to sin, and Hashem will forgive me, Hashem will not forgive such a person. But Hashem continuously forgives us. Lemani, the next words of the Rashi, loy b'schuschav loy b'tzidkas avasecha, not in your merit, and not due to the righteousness of your fathers, I will forgive you for my own sake. For my own sake, I will forgive you. Okay, and the Mitzudah says something very similar. Pasuk Chaf Hei, look in the Mitzudah, Pasuk Chaf Hei, Anochi, Anochi, Ratzolemar, Ani Yushemachisim Me'oz, Va'ani Moicha Osam Gam Ata, same thing as Rashi in the past and this generation. V'loi B'tzikoscha Kim L'mani Shalo Yuchulo Shmi Kishase Imochem Kolo Kichat Esechem. I'm doing this for my own purpose. So that the nation of the world should not be a chil Hashem. Like when we have Moshe said to Hashem that Loma Yoimu Mitzrayim Biro Hotziom Laharagos Sam Biharim is a chil Hashem. If Kadosh Baruch Hu will destroy Klal Yisrael, then the nations of the world will say that Kadosh Baruch Hu only took them out in order to destroy them. So that's a very great chil Hashem, and therefore Hashem says, for my sake, my name should not be profaned in the eyes of the world, I will forgive you. Now we come to Pasuk Chaf Vav. Chavav is another very interesting idea. Hazki Reini. Hashem says to the Jewish people, remind me, you have sinned, and there is a problem, and there will be judgment. And Hashem says to the Jewish people, let's go to a din Torah. We have this idea all over Yeshayah. Let's go for judgment, and you will present your arguments. I will present my arguments, and the court, I guess the Pamal Yishol Maila, will decide who is right, who is wrong. And if the Jewish people are guilty, they will be punished. But if the Jewish people are justified, they have an excuse why they have sinned, then they will not be punished. So Hashem says, remind the court, the heavenly court, of your merits. Hazki Reini, remind me of your merits. Ochaz, if you look over here in the Mitzudos, let's look in the Rashi first. Haskireni, kol tigmol sheyesh l'cho v'la'avosecha olai. All of reasons for reward, gmul, anything that is due to you, any rights, anything that you, any claim that you have, why you are deserving to be rewarded and not punished, on whether it's due to your merits or the merits of your forefathers, present now. Ni, next word in the pasuk, ni shafita yochad. Let us enter judgment together. We will go for a din Torah in front of the Pamalia Shomaila. Saper ata, speak up, present your arguments. Leman titzdak, so that you should win, that you should be righteous. Now today, in modern society, if I'm not mistaken, go to court, I think it's an advantage to have the closing arguments. Is that correct? Go in front of a jury. Go in front of a jury and there's a trial. So there is two sides, and it depends on the case. Sometimes the defendant goes first, sometimes the litigant goes first. It all depends. If I'm not mistaken, there's no set rules. Is that correct?
I think the defendant always gets the last word.
The defendant always gets the last
word? Yeah, there is
okay.
a set rule.
So the defense, the way it's set up, it appears, is that it's an advantage to go last. Because the last one that can make an impression upon the judge or upon the jury, that's what will remain in their mind, and perhaps that can slightly tilt the scale, influence, and also you know what the other one said before, so there are no more surprises. And you can counter-argue against any complaint that they have presented to the jury or the judge. It appears from this pasuk and from the Medrash I'm about to read to you that it's not
the way it was in ancient times. Or it's not in ancient times, it's not necessarily true that there is an advantage, so I'm going to read to you, in going first. When you go first, somehow the judge is more awake, his mind is fresh, and the first one to influence a judge or a jury, has the upper hand. First impression, yeah, you can only have one chance to make a first impression. There's something to it. It's a very interesting idea. This is what we're going to see from this Medrash. Not like the way it's assumed today in modern society. Maybe things are different. I have to discuss how the entire system. And let's read right away, jump into the Medrash. I'll read you the Medrash. It's a beautiful Medrash. The Medrash really is focusing on the last words of this pasuk, Laman Titztak. Hashem is telling the Jewish people, there are problems, there are sins. There is going to, has to be accountability. We have to go for a Din Torah. But Hashem, basically, I want you to win. I really want you to win. And because I want you to win, you go first. You present your arguments first, and that's not normal. Normally, when the litigant wants the defendant to lose, he doesn't let the defendant go first. He jumps, and he argues and says, this person is guilty. He has committed a horrible crime. You don't let the defendant speak up. But Hashem says, no, I do want you to speak up because deep down I want you to win. What will I gain if you are guilty and I have to punish you and destroy you? I'll also have nothing. The world will be destroyed. I won't have a nation. So go first. Adarab, and win. Win over me. Here we go. The Medrash begins. Bo-re'e, come and see. Shnayim nichnasim l'din. What happens in a normal case in this world? Two people come into a judge. I'm reading from the Medrash. The Medrash appears in Pesikta Rabosi Parsha Mem. A person comes. Shnayim nichnasim l'din. Ze mi shatek espal dinoi. The litigant quiets, silences his baldin. And he doesn't let him get a word in edgewise. He shuts him up. Oimer, and he says, Ani Oimer, Rishain, I have a complaint, and I'm going to speak to the judge first. Vachaveroi, the defendant, says, no, you be quiet, let me speak first. Vachaveroi, Einu Manichoi, Elo Oimer, Ani Oimer, Rishain. It's clear as day in this Medrash that the advantage, it goes to the one who speaks first. Not the one that closes. Unbelievable. You have to present this to lawyers, litigants, litigation firms, and ask them how you deal with this medrash. I go first. When it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in heaven, Hashem says, when Hashem says, I have a complaint, I'm taking you, my nation, to a din Torah. Bohu mi shafto yochad. Let's go to court. Let's go to the Pamal Yishomayla. Omru mi yidaber rishain. So the court says, who's going to speak first? Who's up? Who gets to go first? So Omar Lohem, Hashem says, imratem tchila gezuntehet. Let my people, let them go first. Saper hawir this pasuk. Saper atol leman titztak. Hashem says to the Jewish people, you speak first so that you should have the advantage, so that you should win. Lama? Why? Hashem explains. She'im nitzachti eschem badin. If I win, I lose. Ani hu shemafsit. Im nitzachtem, oh, see, if you, my people, if you will win, ani mistaker, I win. What does that mean? Hashem explains. Let's look at history. Nitzachti l'dor hamabul, the dor hamabul sinned. I took them to a din Torah. Who won? I won. Hashem said, I won. I won the din Torah. They were guilty. Ki hishkas kol basar astar kol yalaretz. So what happened? The world was destroyed. When the world was destroyed, did Hashem win or lose? Hashem lost. The world was over. Ani hifsadeti. Another example. V'chein l'dor haflaga. I took the dor haflaga to a din Torah. Who won? Hashem won. And what happened? They were dispersed. They were destroyed. They were destroyed. So who won? Who Hashem lost. Now I no longer have a world. L'dor haflaga. V'chein
La'stoimiyim.
Stom va'amora. Hashem took them to a din Torah in heaven. Who won? Hashem won. So what happened? They were destroyed. By destroying Stom, what does Hashem have? Nothing.
V'loy ani hifsad. Did I not lose in all of these situations?
Another example. Churban Bayis Rishon.
Nitzachti l'doroi shel Yirmiyah.
Yirmiyah's generation was wiped out. That's referring to the Bayis Rishon.
Loy ani hifsadati, did I not lose? Shecharavti beisi, I destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. Vehig leisi bonai, my children went into exile. Uvamaisach egel nitzachti Moshe nochma, by the egel, also Hashem won. Ani v'kevan shekach, ani nitzkarti, whenever Hashem wins, I lose.
And therefore, in this situation, I want you to present your arguments first so that you indeed will win. I will not have to destroy you. I will not have to punish you.
That is the Medrash explaining the Spilul Pasuk, Haskireni, remind me of your merits, Nishafta Yochad, when we come into judgment together. And you go first, Kol HaKavod, Saper Ata, you speak up first, Laman Titztok, so that you should win. Pasuk Chav Zayin, Avicha Harishoin Chata.
Unfortunately, my people, my Jewish people, Hashem Yehudah complains bitterly that you don't have a good history. Your forefathers have sinned. Now, who here is this? Avicha harishoin chata. Your first father has sinned. And if your first father has sinned, what more can I expect that the children, why should I expect the children will be any better? The children also will sin.
So it's Machlokes Rashi in the Mitzudos. Rashi says this refers to Avraham Avinu.
Avraham sinned. When did he sin? When he said, "Bamo edo ki iroshena."
When Hashem promised Avraham Avinu Eretz Yisrael by the Brismen Avsarim, and Avraham said, "How do I know?" That was a lack of faith, and Bamo edo was a sin. So therefore, if the forefather of Klal Yisrael have sinned, Avraham Avinu, how could we expect that the children Klal Yisrael will be any better?
The Mitzudos has a different interpretation. The first father refers to Adam Harishain. Adam sinned when he ate from the chayt, and the chayt ate sadas.
Avicha rishon chata, umilitzecha pashudim. Litzecha means those, your advocates. Who are your advocates? All of the tzaddikim throughout all the generations, the tzaddikim, the shoftim, the neviim, the gedolei hadar, they also sin. Ein tzaddik ba'aretz shayase tov v'lo yechata. Rashi learns, refers even to Yitzchak. Yitzchak sinned. How did Yitzchak sin? Yitzchak ola tzimima kadosh. He loved Esav. Kitzayid b'fif. Esav is not exactly a tzaddikah. A melitzecha pashubi. Ein lecha b'chol l'gurashi. Ein lecha b'chol melitzim sha'ata semich al zuchusam shalom matzasi b'pesha. Yitzchak ohav esonai.
Rashi says even Yitzchak, who is the ultimate melitz, the ultimate advocate for Klal Yisrael, has also sinned against me by loving my enemies, loving Esav.
Rashi and Mitzudos learns a little bit differently. Melitzecha means your advocate is referring to the tzaddikim that all generations, the neviim and the gedolei hadar, everyone in tzaddik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechatar. Pasuk chaf ches, due to your sins, v'achalel sarei kodesh, I have no choice but to profane the holy leaders, the holy officers, the holy princes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to have to bring korban to this world. Ve'etno lacherem Yaakov, I'm going to have to bring Yaakov to cherem. Cherem means destruction. V'yisrol legidufim, and Yisrol, my nation, to giduf, to cursing, to become cursed. And the curse here is a reference to the korban that will come upon them due to their sins in different periods of their history. We all know that there is been korban. And that's what it refers to. Okay, Pasuk, next Perek Aleph. Let me just make sure I have not forgotten. There was a Perek. V'yata Shema Yaakov Avdi. V'yishol Bochartivo. Now, Yaakov, my servant, listen to what I have to say. V'yishol Bochartivo. V'yishol, the one I have chosen, listen. Listen to what I'm about to say. You, two different expressions, Yaakov and Yisrael. Yaakov here is called an Eved, and Yisrael is called my chosen one, because Yisrael always refers to a higher level of Klal Yisrael. Pasuk Beis Koyam Hashem Oisecha. So says Hashem Oisecha, the one that has created you. V'yotzercha, the one that has formed you. A Yotzer is a creator, but more precisely, it's the one that forms. Oisa means you create Yesh Me'ayin. From nothing you create matter.
once you have in your possession matter, you can then shape it and form it into something functional. And that's the expression of Vio Tzercha. Mi beten, I have formed you from the womb, from your womb. Ya'az Reka, and I have helped you. It's not enough that Kadosh Baruch Hu has created us and He has shaped us. We are in constant need of help. We are weak. We constantly need support throughout our existence. Fascinating idea. Three different stages. Every human being goes through three stages. Asiya, Yitzira, and Ezra. Creation from nothing. You had nothing. And Hashem gave you something. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu trained you how to deal with what you had. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly assists you in getting through what you're dealing with. Pasuk concludes, Al Tira, do not be afraid, even though in the previous Pasuk we've mentioned all of the terrible things, all the korban, all the punishments, Al Tira, Avdi Yaakov, do not be afraid, my servant Yaakov, Vishurun, Bokharti Bo, and Yishurun is another, is a third name for Klal Yisrael, Yishurun, the one who I have chosen, now I have chosen them, Yishurun, we know that there are three names for Klal Yisrael, there's Yaakov, and there's Yisrael, and the highest level is the Karasa Eshmo Yisrael Yeshurun. And that's what it says here. I'm not sure exactly, we changed Yisrael Bochartibo, now we change Vishurun Bochartibo. Here we're referring to the third level. The reason why we are called Yeshurun is from the word Yashar, straight. Not to live a crooked life, to live a life of Yashus, Yeshurun. Pasek Gimel, ki etzak mayim al tzameh, just like I pour water on what is thirsty, the nozlim al yabasha, I cause streams, nozlim means the streams of water on dry land, likewise, etzak ruchi al zarecha, I will pour out my spirit, ruchi here means my will, upon your seed, uvircha si al tzoecha, and my blessing upon your hosts, upon your descendants. So here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us something that is fascinating, that He's going to influence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pour a will among His people to serve Him. You see that in this generation, you see people have this incredible will to accomplish, to serve Hashem in a very beautiful way, to learn, to do mitzvot, to chesed. It all comes from a divine gift. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pouring this out upon us. Let us see the words of Rashi and the Mitzudos. Pasuk Gimel, ki etzek mayim al tzameh, kimoi, just like shani yotzek mayim al tzameh, I pour water on the ground that is thirsty, kein etzek ruchi al zaracha, I will pour out my spirit upon your children. Let's see here, Pasuk Gimel and the Mitzudos, Mitzudos David, ki etzek kimoi shani yotzek mayim al eretz tzameh, Ken Yotzoik Ritzoini Hatoiv, I will pour out my goodwill al Zarecha, Ubirchasi Kovala Vibashamar Kiyotzon Hu Habracha. The will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Hashem's blessing. Pasuk Dalid, Vitsamchu Bivein Chatzir, and they will sprout. After Hashem pours out His will, His nation will sprout forth Bivein Chatzir among the grass. Ka'aravim al yivleimoyim, like a valley that blossoms when streams of water flow through the land. Ze yoimar. Now this is the next pasuk, a beautiful pasuk. We have one pasuk to get into the parasha. Ze yoimar. Four different things are going to occur in Yimos HaMashiach. Ze yoimar. There will be a group of people that will say, LaHashem ani, I'm one of yours, Hashem. There's a second group that will say, V'zeh Yikra V'shem Yaakov. A third group will say, V'zeh Yichtov Yodoy LaHashem, will write down with his hand to Hashem. And a fourth group will say, V'shem Yisrael Yichaneh, they will call themselves. Let's see Rashi. Rashi very short explains the four groups that will appear in the time of Mashiach. Rashi Pasuk Hei, Ze yomer Hashem ani, elu tzadikim gemurim. The first group will be tzadikim gemurim, who have been righteous from time immemorial, who come from good stock. their parents, their grandparents, their great-grandparents, they can trace their lineage, tzaddikim, gemurim, they will appear and they will come forward and say, Ribbono shel Olam, I am one of yours. The next group, v'zeh yikra b'shem Yaakov, elu kitanim b'nei Yerushalayim. These refer to kitanim, children, a new generation who will come forward and serve Hashem, who come from Yerushalayim. Their parents and their great-grandparents and so on and so forth were wicked. But it will be a new generation who from the very start. It's not that they were, then these are not Balei Tshuva. These are people that from their youth have been brought up to serve Hashem. But they don't have parents and grandparents to learn from. Fresh start. Children, the parents realize that their lifestyle is not 100% the way it should be, and they give their children over to Jewish institutions, Fechinech Abanim, a whole new generation. Parents know from nothing, but the children are tzaddikim. The third group is Zeh Yichtav Yodei LaHashem, Eilu Ba'alei Teshuvah. These are people who lived an evil life, who were wicked, or they were not observant, and now, at this moment in time, they're going to turn around their lives. So these are adults who are changing their lifestyle. And the third group is of Hashem Yishon Yichaneh. They will, Yichaneh means to call, refers to good morning. Elu Hagerim. These are the converts. May Avoidas Koichavim Mazolos Kach Shmi Ba'ovos Tremes. The beautiful passage describing the four different groups of people that are going to appear at the time of Mashiach. The Tzadikim Gemurim, the Ketanah B'nei Rishayim, the Balei Tshuva, and the Gerim. Okay, so we will stop here with Pasuk Vav.